Blog Talk Radio.
Hello and welcome to Access Astrology. We are three astrologers who are fascinated by how astrology unfolds in our daily life and in the politics and in our metaphysics. This is Heather Rowan Robbins calling in from Ronan, Montana, and I'm joined by Mark.
Mark Wolves. Hi, Heather. I'm phoning in from New York City.
Wonderful. And I gather Anna needs a little bit more time post-surgery. She's doing well, but she just needs some more recovery time. I think it's hard to stay awake late at night for her at the moment. But I'm so glad to hear she's doing well. That's really good news. And I know a couple of people have asked about that. You know, we haven't seen her in a while, but she's really doing okay. I think she sent a newsletter out to her followers. So it is an interesting week. And Mark, what are you noticing about this time as we're getting ready for Mercury to turn retrograde and all the events going on? How are you feeling about the stars?
Well, I see Venus is stealing the show this week.
Mm-hmm.
Venus is moving from Libra into Scorpio.
Yeah.
And that's a big change for her, big change.
Yeah.
The way that we view our values, the way that we value our people, the people we love, how we let them know, how we interact, all their social life, all of that in Libra, when Venus was in Libra, was very balanced and very straightforward. In Scorpio, there's always that, I always think of jealousy with Venus and Scorpio. But she's very much aware of all the subtext to everything. So we'll be operating that way. We'll be sensitive to the kinds of things that are being said around you. And if somebody wants to attract you to them, if they want to be friends, they're going to have to play Venus and Scorpio well. If they fall into the underneath part, then it's difficult. And because Saturn is in early early Pisces, Venus right away trines Saturn. So she enters Scorpio and trines Saturn pretty much in the same breath. That's the start of this week.
So I like that Venus trine to Saturn that stabilizes us, even as Venus and Scorpio can bring in all kinds of, you know, that's the land of hidden agenda for her. And, you know, I would say there's a lot of very strong feelings, you know, deep feelings run, you know, the deep rivers run quiet, you know, and that, but with that Venus in Scorpio, and she's moving then also into an opposition to Jupiter, which will make her even more so. I think art therapy is really good for us now. If we can do something with our hands and keep busy, it can help with coming to know our own feelings. But I'd say watch people. They're not going to be able to, you know, Mercury in Capricorn is trying to get things done and get organized and plan and catch up before Mercury turns retrograde on December 13th. But so the mind is busy and practical, but the emotions can be intense and they may not really know each other. So watch what people do, and if they don't acknowledge their feelings, trust your intuition about what's really going on with them. Because they may not be aware of it. It's not that they're necessarily faking you out. It's maybe that they're dealing with some of their older, deeper feelings, the more primal emotions, but their mind is being logical and doesn't know what you're talking about when you call them on.
Yeah, that's good. We'll see a few of those scenarios.
Yeah. I'm glad, though, that Mars, the ruler of Scorpio, is in Sagittarius and taking, you know, for in many places, taking some of the sting out of it. But it also, again, I think it's more upbeat, but I see that Venus and Scorpio energy, and I'm afraid that it will kind of pour fuel into the Mideast and into any fight that's based on old resentments or anger or reasonable resentments, you know, fury, that what felt like an attack or what felt like feeling unsafe, because that nothing makes Venus and Scorpio pull out its stinger like feeling it's unsafe to love or the people that we love are unsafe. I think of a lot of, you know, old Van Damme, you know, a lot of hero movies are about, you know, the tough guy, somebody steals his girl and child and he goes after them and takes them down. That's, I think Venus and Scorpio is very much a part of that. How do we protect the people that we love? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So I think, you know, to kind of, and to not, because we need to be, you know, that Sagittarius energy, we can only be as honest with ourselves, honest with others, as we are with ourselves. So it's helpful for us to acknowledge rather than move fast over any of our darker, deeper feelings. They don't have to run the show, but we have to be conscious of them or they become shadow material and do run the show.
Yeah.
And what would you say, you know, can you think of when people are dealing with their deeper emotions and things are tough? Do you have like a breathing practice or a meditation that might help them just breathe into rather than be run by that Venus and Scorpio?
Yeah. There's a really easy thing to do. Actually, we can practice it right now. Is if you find a comfortable way you sit or stand, and begin to feel your breath. And now I'm going to count, and you're going to move the breath according to the count that I give. It's very simple. First exhale, and then for the count of four, inhale. So you count one, two, three, four. Then pause the breath. One, two, three, four. And exhale for a count of eight. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight. Inhale again for four. One, two, three, four. Hold that breath for four. One, two, three, four. And exhale for eight. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight. Take two more of those breaths on your own count, something close to four, inhale, hold for four, eight, exhale.
And that just sort of slows down the feelings and makes them less reactive, would you say?
Yeah. It also really increases your oxygen and makes the brain a little smarter.
Ah, so which can be really helpful.
You catch up with the emotions, yeah.
Mm-hmm. And their brain can catch up with emotions, because that's exactly it. We want them to slow down and talk to each other, that Mercury and Capricorn, yep, and the Venus and Scorpio. They are in a nice relationship to each other. They're sextile, but they're running on different tracks. So if we can get them to work together, we can make wiser decisions this week.
Yep.
Thank you, Mark.
Neptune is turning direct this week, too.
Mm-hmm. How do you see that happening, affecting people?
Well, that always happens on a large population level. The whole
mm-hmm.
culture feels it more than individual. And I would say it's a good thing.
Mm-hmm.
We use
mm-hmm.
in the world a lot of that compassion that goes with Neptune. And it's been withheld and inward. And now it stops and goes more direct in the world. And I think we'll put it to good use.
Yeah. And I think that, you know, some of the question, Neptune was in Pisces, Neptune was retrograde in Pisces, we had a return and a kind of a resurgence of some of the political delusions, I would say, of the last administration. And as it's turning to go direct, you know, George Santos was asked to leave office, and we may see some new clear, because what I see when Neptune holds still is at first everything gets more confusing while it's holding still, and then the clouds begin to part on the other side of it. And so there may be some new information coming out or new understanding or more people waking up to something that was an easy illusion to hold on to. But I think that,
that's likely to happen. That's likely to happen.
Mm-hmm.
Is that pause, the moment when the direction changes for Neptune. And in that moment where it's like a large ship turning around, it takes forever. It stays in one spot. And it'll be a while before it picks up speed. But while it's turning around, it gives us time to really reflect on the energy that it gives us. So people will feel a lot of Neptune in their life. It's really transpersonal, so you feel it all around you, but it's not right on your plate.
Right. And in, holding still, which went on, because it's early in the morning on Wednesday, holding still the night before as the moon opposes Neptune and the sun squares Pluto, and sun semi-squares Pluto, and Tuesday morning, it's a powerful time to meditate, to hold still yourself in a good way. You know, it may help us enjoy the spirituality and lights of the season and get ready for solstice on a good sense with Neptune turning direct. But, you know, one of the things I've been working on, my article for We Moon Calendar for 2025, because they need it way ahead of time. And that's always sort of kind of like I forget what year I'm in by the end of it. But in 2025, it's going to dip in, and then by 2026, we're going to be solid. All the outer planets that are now in yin signs, in water and earth, Saturn in Pisces, Neptune in Pisces, Uranus in Taurus, Pluto in Capricorn. These are all kind of more inward thinking and feeling signs. They're all going into fire and air. Pluto enters Aquarius next year. It's going to dip back into Capricorn, but moving in. And Saturn and Neptune head into Aries, and they conjunct in Aries in 2026. You're at about the same time in 2025. Uranus is heading into Gemini. So we're going to get revved up and be much more action-oriented. I suspect some conflict. I think more fires. I think it's going to be busy. It's going to be a busy time. So using this time now, even though the sun is very active, using the time now to really notice, to build up our spiritual practice, will be worth the world when the world starts speeding up. You know, having really looking at the habits of introspection and spirit and spirit-filled life now that can hold us as we get more active in the years ahead.
That's good, yeah. Building up your spiritual bank.
Yeah.
The more you use meditation to make deposits in your spiritual bank, the more they'll be there when you need them.
And, you know, they and they call it practice, because spiritual practice, because we practice for when we really need it, you know. And it's when the more that becomes a pattern, the more it's there for us in under duress or when something causes us to wake up. So it's powerful. Now, the sun is free. There's a big sunspot. There's a very large sunspot over in the sun right now. And there's a moderate geomagnetic storm happening as there was a big outburst of solar wind, but it just missed Earth. So it's not as, it could have been spectacular. We could have had a bigger storm. But it's, you know, the pictures of the Aurora Borealis are gorgeous. Apparently you could see them here, where I am in Montana, if the clouds were cleared, but no such luck. Mm. That's just not what happens here at night in the wintertime. But it's, I hear that it's really quite beautiful. Yeah. So let's take a caller. And I see two people on the line. I'm going to start here. 845-538, you're on the air. How can we help you?
Hi, how are you guys? Can you hear me?
Yes, we can.
Yes, we hear you.
Okay, great. Okay, so it's 8562 is my birthday.
8562.
12:38 p.m. And Bronx, New York is the birthplace.
And what can we help you with today?
I guess what I'm most interested in is, you know, with Saturn moving into Pisces, which is in my fifth house, and I have, which is a Jupiter.
Yes, Jupiter
house.
Chiron conjunction.
And, right, and my Aquarius is in Saturn natally, but now, and I went through a lot of transformation in, you know, in terms of my home life over that period. Right, and my Saturn return. But now, with Pluto going into my fourth house, it's like, can I expect more overhaul in terms of where I'm living, et cetera, because, you know, Pluto is about transformation, right? So I guess I'm just curious about those two things, and I'm also in a Jupiter, like, is my Time Lord this year, and I have Sagittarius in my second house where I also have my part of fortune. So just kind of, there's a lot of stuff going on with Jupiter this year for me that, and just the changing of those signs that I'm just curious to hear about.
Are you, and Jupiter is now in your seventh house. And Pluto is coming up later this winter to square your Scorpio ascendant.
Right. Oh, right. And then there's all the Scorpio stuff too.
Right. You know, there's some other things going on there. But your progress sun and your progress sun and Mercury are close to conjunct in Libra in your 12th house by progression. Very. You know, just past your moon. So it looks like you've kind of recently come back to yourself. It looks with your progressed moon in Capricorn, it just left your second house. So you might find people are taking you seriously now in a way they might not have a couple of years ago. That you've done some
in terms of work?
Yes, in many ways. You know, just taking you more seriously as a person. That's also on the other side of the Saturn return. Saturn will be getting out of your fourth house, which is lovely. Pluto
can,
will not
but
enter
Pluto's
your
coming
fourth,
in.
But not for a couple of years. Not for a couple of years, remember. So, but it will be heading over your IC in the next couple of years. And,
yes,
and
it will.
That does precipitate change. I moved to New York just in time for 9/11 when that happened to my chart. But, you know, I don't think it's going to be that exciting for you, but there are many other things that were going on that weren't related to that. So, do you feel like there's changes coming up in your life? You know, Uranus recently squared, you know, you're also in your, you know, a Uranus square. Uranus recently squared all of those planets in the all your Leo and your Scorpio and your Aquarius. So, you know, you've just been through huge shifts. You feel it calming down now?
I mean, I have so much fixed energy, and I have so many squares, Natalie, that it's like I don't know if, you know, you don't feel things in the same way, if in light of the way my natal chart is. I mean, we've had major shifts in the family with a very sad and untimely death of a close family member, and it's not only just been a hard loss, but it's been a reevaluation of the way I looked at certain beloved family members for most of my life. Like, that's been, I really feel like the Venus retrograde for me was about kind of looking at my family in a whole different way than I used to.
Well, it's also Pluto trining your Venus. Pluto is trining, is just pulling out of a trine to your Venus. When did the family member die?
September 27th. Just died.
So that Pluto has been squaring your Venus, trining your Venus for a while. And asking you to reevaluate and to reevaluate what you care about in your heart of hearts, because in the face of life and death, and you've done
really
that.
Well. It was a real process, and I became close with the person who died with their girlfriend, who live-in girlfriend, and in a way, and most of my family kind of went the other way, and that's sort of been the silver lining of the death, is that I gained that relationship.
Wonderful.
Because I now value that relationship. But I just, you know, didn't know if I can expect, like, to make a big move in the next few years in light of Pluto entering the fourth house. And the last time I had Saturn in Pisces, I believe I was having my children. So that's not going to happen again.
The last time, was 30 years ago you had your children?
Yes, I did.
So
I had my first child 30 years ago, I'm sorry?
So Saturn in your fifth house, you know, that could mean grandchildren, or it could mean looking at how you use your heart. The fifth house is creative process. It's what is, you know, what you were creating 30 years ago was a kid's.
Isn't it also restriction in the house of pleasure and creativity? Couldn't it be looked at that way?
It could be, but normally I see, especially after your first Saturn return, you know, after your first Saturn return, Saturn happens less to you and happens more from you. So Saturn in your fifth house, last time you were doing the work, it's where do you do the work? You were doing the work of creating children. But you have Jupiter there natally, so it's in its own sign, and it loves being there. So it may be a different, that you're creating a different baby this time. It could be a creative project. It could be something from your heart. It's asking you to do the homework, to show up and do the discipline work that will allow you to create.
I'm just not sure what I'm supposed to do the work to create. Yeah, I'm very confused
about
what
I'm supposed to do. Tell me a little bit about your life.
I mean, I work in sales, and I have a long-distance relationship that I go back and forth about a lot in my mind in terms of.
And you will with Saturn in your fifth house?
Well, I've been doing it for a while now. Even without
Saturn
in my fifth.
It'll bring that up. Like, what is this, too much work, is it wonderful work? It'll ask you to reevaluate, not necessarily step away from
it. It's like the balance of giving and taking is what's always on my mind in that relationship because I have Venus in Virgo, perhaps, and maybe because I have a Libra moon. I'm always kind of weighing the pros and cons of things in a very practical way. So that's just been an ongoing process. It doesn't feel to me like it's based on a transit. I was just trying to figure out what.
So listen to your heart more. That's your, you know, Venus in Virgo. I've got Venus
maybe
in Virgo too. We can get too practical. But I would say to give yourself some time to let that moon in Libra, to listen to it. To listen, like, what if we could create anything? What would we like to create? And it could be that people are your art form. It could be something you're doing in your work. It could be creating a change in your life so your life feels more emotionally integrated. All kinds of things. But I really ask you to kind of, you know, do the work to give yourself more creative room to have a life you love.
Okay. That sounds...
That can really help you move into a new field, too.
I'm sorry, to what?
That you move into a new sense of freedom.
Mm-hmm.
Your medium moon is really meant to be used to balance things out, not with just yourself, but for people around you. So be sensitive to what people need and how you can support them.
I feel like I do that every day in my life. I mean, I'm very happy with the way my children turned out, and they just have all the right values, and they're hard workers, and at a very young age, they're managing other people in their jobs, and they're well-liked. And my husband had passed away, so that I really felt like I had a lot of work to do when that happened, and I did it. So in some ways, I'm freer than I've ever been, and the reason why I like that long-distance relationship is that I get a lot of freedom in it. You know, it's there when I want it, and I don't, but I'm not a wife. You know, so that I do feel like I have freedom in many ways. I'm just sort of in a bit of a state of entropy where I'm not sure where I'll end up. You know, is this the way it's going to go on? I almost feel like I'm on autopilot.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's what I'm asking you to listen to your heart and your Venus.
My heart.
Yeah.
And we've come to the end tonight, unfortunately.
Okay,
thank
you.
The radio show is telling us we're done. And I want you to have, like, really just kind of do some Venus work. Have a conversation with her. Ask her to step away from her practicality long enough to express herself and see what you hear.
Okay. Thank you.
Good luck.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Bye.
Thanks.
And to the rest of you, Mark, do you have any last comments to make to people for this week?
Thanks for listening. Pay attention to Venus. And we'll catch you next week.
Yes. And to all of you, take good care of yourself as Venus goes into Scorpio and stirs up the emotions. You know, as we're saying to that person, do some work to listen to your Venus, even in this very busy time. Take care, and we'll see you next week. Bye.